विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी कुंज विहारी गिरिवर धारी कुंज विहारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी राधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी कुंज विहारी गिरिवरधारी कुंज विहारी रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम बोलो सीताराम जय जय जानकी वल्लभ सीताराम जानकी वल्लभ सीताराम जय जय लक्ष्मण जय हनुमान सीताराम जय जय लक्ष्मण जय हनुमान रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम रघुपति पतित पावन सिंह राम 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 सिंह राम 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 everybody राम 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 Ram, 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 ram. Ram, 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 ram. Ram, 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 ram. Ram, 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 ram. Ram, 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 ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today we are gathered here to hear the glories of Lord Ramachandra, and I'm always grateful to be back in Alachua. This is my home away from home. All my friends, my dear students, other teachers are here. And before I agreed to speak on this class, I was in touch with some senior devotees and I requested them for a topic. And they said, you know, what about, you know, this, that? And we went back and forth for a little bit. And we settled on women leaders of the Ramayana. And when I did that, I don't know what I was signing up for. But here we are, and I want to share some realizations on Lord Ram, on the Ramayana, and how five very special ladies decide the trajectory of Lord Rama's journey and what we can learn from these five special ladies of the Ramayana. That is today's Sunday feast lecture. Ready? So first question is, who is Ram and what is Ramayana? We have to get the basics first together. Yoginaha yasmin ramante sa rama. Who is Ram? Ram is that special entity in whom all yogis delight. That's Rama. Rama means someone who the yogis absolutely love. Okay? But the word Rama also means delightful and romantic. Have you heard of the word Rome? Rome, the city. Ram. Raman. Have you heard of the word Raman? Raman Reti. Raman means lover. Radha Raman, Radha's lover.
So one who has that capacity to love and be loved in its ultra pro max level is Rama. And why is he Rama? Because when he was very young, a group of sages came to his father Dasharatha and said, you know, we are yogis living in the forest. We do our yajna. But some people come and they want to destroy our yajna. So they throw blood and rotten meat and make our place inhabitable. Do something. And so King Dasharatha was not very happy, but he had to let Rama go. Confirmed. He had to let Rama go, and Rama killed demons and restored peace in the forest. Further, Ram is somebody who is an icon of the Raghu dynasty. Now, what does that mean? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this universe is pretty vast. And within this universe, this solar system is actually very special. Very special. And within this solar system, the planet Earth is very special. This is the first line of the Jaiva Dharma. And within planet Earth, Jambudvipa, which is Asia, is very special. And within Asia, Bharat is very special. Because it is the only place on this entire planet where you have the depth of spirituality in its excellence. Like you look at America. America is very special because of the higher education system, the military power, the amount of capital that is available for business, right? America is special for that. France is special for cheese and perfume. No? What is Bengal special for? Everybody says sweets. And Shukta. Shukta has bitter. Shukta has bitter in it, right? So every place has something special about it. Bharat is a place which is special because there is a long lineage of a knowledge system that makes human life different from animal life. Left to themselves, humans will start behaving like animals, and I just avoided a war zone to come to Florida. You know, I came via Istanbul. All the airports in Dubai and Qatar are closed, and the airport in Istanbul looked like a refugee camp. So many people. You know, left to themselves, humans will do crazy things. But to become civilized, you need a certain kind of understanding of the world. And that understanding is called dharma. Dharmasto shakshad adhiko visheshu. And Bharat has an intrinsic relationship with dharma. Look at other civilizations around the world. How many of you have heard of Mesopotamia? Where does Mesopotamian civilization belong? I thought museums. Are there any Mesopotamians in Iraq now? You see the pyramids. Do you see any worshipper of Amun Ra? You know, Ra is Surya. Ra in Egyptian, Surya in Sanskrit. They were worshippers of the sun, like in, you know, Konark. But these civilizations belong to museums. But the dharmic civilization is right there. This is not a museum. This is a temple. It is a living, breathing tradition. And if you look at the history of dharma and the history of Bharat, not only are they integrated, throughout centuries, no matter what challenge came, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. No matter what challenge came, the Lord or his devotees appear to reinstate dharma. That is the one special characteristic of Bharat that you don't get so easily anywhere else. So in a sense, the places like Ayodhya, Navadvip, Vrindavan, these are holy because these are the spaces from which dharma becomes re-established. But reestablishing dharma is not easy. And we go back to a story about what is dharma. And the five ladies of the Ramayana who did what they thought was the right dharma, but they weren't necessarily happy about it. And yet by the end of this class, if you go back home with more questions than answers, I will know that my class has been successful. So the first lady of the Ramayana is the most important one. Who is it? I thought Kaushalya. Who is... Okay, fine, we will go with Sita. Since you said Sita. Let me start with this question. Who is more important, mother or wife? The men here are quiet. They don't open their mouth. But since you said Sita, let me ask you this question. How many of you have read the Ramayana in its entirety? Okay, some of us. Translation, summary, whatever. At least we know the story. How many of us feel that the decisions Lord Ram took? I have a question. Why would Lord Ram want to send Sita, banish her to the forest after winning a war and rescuing her from Ravana? How many of you have had that question? And such a big war, so much jumping around, Hanuman, this, that, and then Sita goes to the forest. There was a filmmaker called Nina Peli who made a movie called Sitayan. And she came to our University of Chicago and screened the movie and said, you know, everybody tells Rama's story, nobody tells Sita's story. And, you know, that made me wonder, is that true? And then I went back and read the Ramayana and I realized that actually she was not correct. And I'll tell you why. Here is what Ramayana means, okay? Ready for this? Ayana means the solstice. Right now we just crossed March 21st, spring solstice. When is summer solstice? June 21st. Fall solstice? September. Winter solstice? 22nd to 25th. After that, the day starts getting longer. So the movement of the sun in the sky as it goes from north to south and back is called Ayana. Okay? Now, because Lord Ram started in Ayodhya, went to south and came back, therefore it is Ramayana. Lord Ram is like the sun. He came from north to the south and moved back to the sun. Just like you see the sun doing it in the sky. But the sun may come back to the same place again and again, but is it the same sun? Time has passed, right? So that's the deeper meaning of the Ramayana. Lord Ram started from Ayodhya, went to Sri Lanka, and then came back to Ayodhya, but is it the same Rama? No. This is a different Rama. Number one. Number two, after Sita gets banished, I assume we know the story of the Ramayana, so I'm just going to jump into the depths of it. After Sita gets banished, there are some people in the kingdom who complain that, you know, Ram is not able to manage his wife. Others complain that who knows, Sita was with Ravana. And so Ram is hearing all of this and Ram says, Lakshman, Sita must go and live with Valmiki. It is the hardest decision of his life. But you know what was the hardest emotion of his life? One day he hears that there are two children who are going around Ram Rajya, especially Ayodhya. And they are singing Ram stories. And Ram said, I want to listen to what they are saying. So these two children were brought to Sri Ramchandra. And Ramchandra began to listen to his own story in the mouth of these two children. And you know what he hears? He hears the details of his intimate life with Sita that nobody witnessed. Even Lakshman was not there. In the forest, when Lakshman accompanied Sita Ram, Lakshman never saw Sita's face. He would keep his head down, look at her toes. And there were moments when Lakshman was not there, only Sita and Ram were there. So Ramchandra began to wonder, how do these two children know my story? How do these children know my story? And the only answer was, Valmiki taught them. And who told Valmiki? Sita. So the parts of Ramchandra's life that nobody else knows, only Sita knew. Sita told to Valmiki, and Valmiki taught it to Lavakush, and Lavakush came back to recite the same story to Rama. So is Sita Ram ever separated? Even when Sita gets separated, she trains her children, tells Rama, here is our story. So Sita is the main character that moves Rama from beginning to the end. Rama, till the moment she meets Sita, is as if he has spent a lifetime waiting. And then when Rama hears that Sita has told this story, he wants to reverse his decision. He says, I want to meet Sita. And what has happened to Sita? Sita has gone underground, no pun intended. Sita says, I came from the earth, I belong to the earth, I return to the earth. And so Sri Ram could never meet Sita. So Sita is one powerful Devi in the Ramayana who really moves the arc of Sri Rama's movement from Ayodhya to Kishkindha to Lanka back to Ayodhya. But who is the second most important lady in the Ramayana besides Sita? I did not say that, I asked you. You said second most important, huh? Can I tell a joke about mother-in-law, daughter-in-law? I was studying Sanskrit with a great acharya in Tamil Nadu. He was a Sri Vaishnava acharya, but he was a Gaudiya by heart. And he read Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, all of these with me. And one day I was struggling with money and I told him, you know, why do scholars always struggle with money? Why are scholars so poor? And he said, I have a clear answer to that. You may not like it. I said, no, tell me. And he said, you know, who is Brahma's wife? You know who is Brahma's wife? Saraswati. Who is Brahma's father? Vishnu. Who is Vishnu's wife? Lakshmi is the goddess of money. Saraswati is the goddess of learning. They are mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. That's why they never get along together. That is why Valmiki Muni has to stay in an ashram in the jungle. You know, money and scholarship don't mix. That's why you always hear the two words, poor Brahmin, in the same sentence together. So Lord Ram had the opportunity to stay in a royal palace, enjoy the luxuries of life. But Kaushalya and Kaikeyi and Sumitra, who are his three mothers, did not have an equal relation with his father, Dasharatha. And by the way, Dasharatha means 10 chariots. It's a Bahuvrihi compound, which means one who can control 10 chariots together. He was a great warrior. When the news of Lord Ram's coronation was shared by Dasharatha, who said, I am getting old, Ram is the heir apparent, we'll have Ramabhisheka. So there was one lady in the royal court called Manthara. Manthara means someone who gives bad advice, whispering in your ear, buzur, 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 buzur. Do you have that colleague, friend, you're trying to do something and they will come and say, but have you thought you are getting the smaller gulab jamun? And, you know, that friend in school who will go and tell somebody, he said, did you see your brother is treated better at home? There's somebody who will come and tell you things that will suddenly make you feel, oh, the world is so unjust against me. I must do something. That's the second kind of leader. You know, Sita is steady, firm. She will get her voice heard directly or indirectly. That's Sita. Kaikeyi is, on the other hand, somebody who is good-minded, but she gets influenced very easily by negative advice. She doesn't have critical thinking. So Manthara comes and says, you know, your co-wife, Kaushalya, his son, Rama, he's going to become king, and he's not going to treat you well. You will become a second-class citizen in your own home. You're okay with that? And Kaikeyi is like, oh, I never thought about it. I don't think Rama will ever do it. He said, well, people change when they have power in their hands. Ram is a nice kid today, but tomorrow when he becomes king, you think he'll not be afraid of his brothers? He'll not be afraid of your son? And Kaikeyi is like, you're right. What should I do? He said, go to Dasharatha. You have two scratch cards that you haven't scratched yet. You have two boons. They are like, you have two blank checks. You go and ask him. That first one, send Ram to the forest for 14 years. Someone goes to the forest for 14 years means they're as good as dead. But you don't tell a father, kill your son. So send him to the forest. And second is, make my son the king. When Dasharatha heard this, he said, are you crazy? I thought you're one of my own. How can you say something like this? Cannot happen. Bharata and Shatrughna were away from home. He said, call them back. And the news reached Rama. Said, you know, who was preparing for his coronation? And somebody told him that, you know, your father had promised something to your younger mother. And she now made two demands from the king that he cannot refuse, because he said, at least two demands you make, I will give it to you, no questions asked. So what are those two demands? He said, you will go and live in exile in the forest, incognito, and number two, Bharat will be king. He said, oh, that's fine. And Dasharatha is, no, that's not fine. Rama, do one thing. In the Dharma Shastras, it is said that anybody who kills the king can become the king. Why don't you kill me? I'm going to attack you. You kill me. And Ram said, are you crazy? You're my father. You made a promise. This is my family. And if the people come to know that the king makes promises he cannot keep, then where is your dignity? Better to live with your dignity and self-respect than to, you know, cut corners and make me the king. No, don't do that. So Kaikeyi was very happy. And Ram was banished. Sita said, I want to go with you. Ram said, no. Sita insisted. And you know what Kaushalya did? Kaushalya gave her blessings. That no, I know you're going to face a lot of difficulties in your life. You're going to face a lot of uncertainty. But remember, as long as you stick to dharma, nobody can do anything to you. So Kaushalya gave blessings. Kaikeyi was happy because her ambitions were fulfilled. Sita was sticking to her dharma that no matter what, I will stick with Sri Rama. So Ram goes to the forest. And in the forest, I'm cutting the story short, in the forest, they met all kinds of interesting beings. There was one person called Shurpanakha. She was an ogress. She came and said, oh my God, this is such a handsome man. You know what? I'm going to eat your wife, marry me. I was like, are you crazy? And they were cannibals. They would eat humans. So said, I'm going to eat your wife. I'm going to get her out of your way. We marry. Rama said, no, that's not happening. And says, okay, if it's not you, it's your brother. You know, the dating preference changed like within a second. And Lakshmana said, no, she insisted. And Lakshmana says, get out of here. And she tried to fight. And Lakshmana cut her off her nose. Says, don't bug us. And Shurpanakha took that as an assault. Whatever you do, you don't damage somebody's nose. It's a cosmetic surgery gone wrong. So Shurpanakha went to her brother Ravana and said, you know, Ramchandra is here. And when Ravana was listening about all of this, Ravana was less concerned about his sister's nose than the beauty of somebody else's wife. When Shurpanakha began to say, you know, this lady, Sita, you have no idea, you know, I could eat her up. I am better than her. But the way she explained, Ravana thought, wow, I must have her. Right? And Chanakya Pandit says, Matrivat paradareshu paradravyeshu loshtravat. If you do not want to get into trouble in life, treat other people's property as a piece of useless iron and treat other people's wife as your own mother. Matrivat paradareshu. Paradara, mother. Don't get into that conflict. It doesn't leave anybody in a good place. Other people's objects, like iron, leave it. But so first thing Ravan did was hear about Sita and mentally fell in love. And he said, I want Sita. And so he came to see who Sita was. And he's like, oh wow. And he realized that Sita is not going to suddenly go away like that. So you know what he did? He got another friend, Marichi, who dressed up as a golden deer and was jumping, playing in front of Sita. And Sita told Ram, I want that golden deer. And Ram said, bad idea. Long story short, Ram said, Lakshman, here is the boundary of my house. Make sure Sita doesn't leave. I'm going to go get that golden deer. Sita crossed that line. Ravana was dressed up as a mendicant, came to ask for alms as a brahmachari. But the moment Sita stepped outside her house line, Ravana grabbed her and kidnapped her. And there was a massive eagle called Jatayu, who was the only one who protested. He was flying and trying to rescue Sita, and Ravana took his sickle and cut off Jatayu's wings. And what happened is, as Sita was taken away in a Pushpaka Vimana, which is like an airplane, she kept dropping her ornaments. And so when Ram lost Sita, she kept following, searching for Sita's ornaments, and in this way, he eventually found Sita with the help of Jatayu. Right? But here is the deeper understanding of the Ramayana according to Sri Vaishnava Acharyas. It is said that Sri Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. And Sita is the Jiva. Ravana, which is cognate with the English word ravenous. Have you heard of ravenous? What does it mean? Amuris just grow, eat everything. So Ravana and ravenous are actually related to each other. So Sita was with Ravana, got captured by Ravana and rescued by Hanuman. And our Acharyas explained that Hanuman is Guru. Sita's kidnapping is like us being stuck in the material world. And the story of Ramayana is, what would the Lord do and Lord's devotees do to rescue each and every one of us from the Lanka that we are trapped in, to take us back to our original home, back to Ayodhya. So on the one level, it is a story of the war between Ravana and Rama. At a deeper level, it is a story of Dharma. At the deepest level, the Ramayana is a story of our own life. How many of us have ever felt trapped in this world? Trapped in situations. I don't like to be here, but I am here. I don't know what I'm doing. Did Sita not feel like that? Sita felt exactly like that in the Ashokavan. Said, I didn't plan to be here. All I wanted was a golden deer. But that's how the fall starts. All I want is this. And before you know, this leads to that, that leads to that, that leads to that, and you're stuck. And then what happens? then what happens? A representative of the Lord comes and first gives hope. Did Ram come to meet Sita first? Yes or no? Who came? Hanuman. And what did Hanuman say? Reassurance. You may not meet Ram Lord Ram right now, but I have come to give you the news that Sri Ram is waiting for you. And why is Hanuman Guru? Because Hanuman cannot think of anything except for the pleasure of Lord Ram. In fact, when Hanuman is flying back from Lanka to Rameshwara to give the news to Lord Ram that I saw Sita, he is thinking, it is written in one of the commentaries, that if I say to Lord Ram, saw, Lord Ram will become very nervous. Saw what? If I say Sita, Lord Ram will become very... So he is constantly thinking in his head, what will Lord Ram think based on the first word I utter? And so in Sanskrit, there is nothing called word order. In English, you have word orders, right? In Sanskrit, you can play around with word orders. There's no word order because it's an inflected language. So Hanuman went and said, Sita saw I in that order. Sita. Then what will Ram think? Is missing? What happened? Second, saw I. So even in the smallest gestures and each conversation that Lord Hanuman has with Lord Ram, he's constantly thinking what will please Lord Ram. Now, we spoke about Sita, we spoke about Kaushalya, we spoke about Kaikeyi. There are two other ladies I want to speak about in the next 5-7 minutes and then open the floor for questions. The fourth lady who really changes the course of the Ramayana is called Tara. How many of you have heard of Tara? Vali's wife. Tara told Vali, don't fight with Rama, don't fight with Rama. You're making a mistake, making a mistake. Vali went ahead and fought anyway. But after Vali was killed, what did Tara do? Tara stood and negotiated with Lord Ram. Right? That is also a very powerful female character of the Ramayana. If Lord Ram did not take Tara on her side, he wouldn't have been able to go to Lanka and fight with Ravana with Sugriva and Hanuman on his side. So Tara was the one, after killing Vali, Tara was the one who set terms with Lord Ram on her terms based on the wishes of her dead husband. And the fifth lady of the Ramayana is Mandodari. How many of you have heard of Mandodari? What did Mandodari tell Ravana? He said, you are a king. I have no problem if you marry another one. But leave Sita alone. You have forced her here. She is here without consent. You are a king. Why are you doing this? Everybody told the same thing to Ravana. Why are you doing this? Leave Sita alone. And Ravana said, don't you notice how dharmic I am? Said, you dharmic, what is going on? He said, I am not touching Sita. But I approach Sita every day and tell her, you know, what good is your Ram? Quit Ram from your heart. He is dead and gone. You are now mine. Forget about it. And Sita lived with the hope that no matter what, Ram is in my heart and I will not budge. And Mandodari kept watching Ravana and said, Ravana, you are making a big mistake. Big mistake. And what did it cost Ravana? His brothers Meghnad and Kumbhakarna. And his own life. But if you see, without Kaushalya, without Sita, without Kaikeyi, without Tara, and without Mandodari, would there have been a Ramayana? So even though it is Ramayana, It is these characters that help the story of Lord Ram go from Uttarakhand to Balkhanda to Uttarakhand. Right? So I want to pause here and hear any questions, comments, thoughts on the Ramayan or Lord Ram or anything that I've spoken about, if you have any questions. Yes. Tell me your name and your question.
Krishna Prabhu, my name is Marlin.
Marlin?
Mm-hmm. I have two questions.
Yes.
My first question is, so Sita is also Radharani, which...
Yes and no, not exactly.
And...
Sita is Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency, but there is something uniquely different about Sri Radha that nobody has. And I can explain. What's your next question?
So, it is my understanding also like Durga and Kali are like the shadow of Radharani, of the Ladini Shakti. This female personality is a very powerful.
They are.
Shakti.
They are power. Shakti.
I know Lord Ram could not exhibit his power because he has to fulfill the boon to be able to kill Ravana, not to have any of his powers. But did Sita perform or display any of her powers, or did she have any of her opulence? I mean, she is like the
Ladini That's a
Shakti.
Great question. Power does not necessarily mean violent. Power can
or
be
mystical
very...
Mystical power?
Huh?
Or mystical powers?
Just by... Sita's greatest power is... She has no one but Ram in her heart. She was willing to walk through anything, not just fire. But she will not budge. She is like, you know, her heart is set on Ram. So if that is a mystical power, yes, that's a mystical power. That's the greatest power Sita has. But in terms of, you know, Radha and Sita and Durga, Brahma Samhita explains, Shristi Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chayeva Jashya Bhubanani Vibharti Durga Ichchan Rupa Apichashya Shacheshtatesha Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. Who is Durga? Shristi Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka. So this material world, the creation, maintenance and dissolution of this material world is done with a certain kind of energy. The word Durga means fort. Durga is the feminine of the word fort. So the universe is envisioned as a fort, fortress. You know, if the sun was even 1 kilometer closer to Earth, there would be no life on Earth. So everything in nature is in perfect balance to create this layer of life on the planet. That is Durga. And the 10 arms represent the 10 directions, east, west, north, south, northeast, southwest, like 8 of those, up and down. Zenith and nadir, 10 directions. And like Shiva is, you know, non-different from Vishnu, but Vishnu who is in charge of tamagun. And Brahma is also non-different from Vishnu in a sense, in charge of rajagun, creation. Similarly, Kali and Durga are the chaya of Govinda, or the chaya of the Shakti of Govinda, but in according to the Brahma Samhita, Durga is in Rajas, and the word Kali is the feminine of the term Kala. Kala means time. So Krishna is the time factor. In the Gita, Krishna says that I am the time factor. So feminine of the time factor is Kali. So if you look at an image of Kali, what she is doing, she holds a sickle. With sickle, she chops off heads, and she wears a garland of heads around her neck. So whose heads are those? The answer is us. Those who get killed by time. The bad news in this room is, in 100 years' time, none of the people here in this room will be there. They'll all be dead. So that is Kali. Kali takes away your life in time. She decorates herself. Time decorates herself with death. Except there is one thing she cannot supersede. You know what that is?
Bhakti?
Kali stands on Shiva. And the moment she stands on Shiva, if you ever seen an image of Kali, the moment she puts her feet on Shiva, immediately she stops. She cannot function anymore because she realizes Shiva is my husband, higher than me. And Shiva is auspiciousness, eternity. So Kala is time, Shiva is eternity. So Kala is material time. Material time becomes ashamed of herself in front of eternity because eternity is in connection with the spiritual world. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Radharani, on the other hand, is transcendental. There is a difference between spiritual and transcendental. Spiritual means anything that has to do with the spirit. Transcendental means that means even above spirit. Sri Radha exists and she is who she is, irrespective of anything else. Right? And Sri Radha has certain characteristics. Like Sri Krishna is Sri Krishna because he has 64 characteristics according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Similarly, Sri Radha is Sri Radha because she is the highest Nayika according to Sri Rupa Goswami in the Ujjwal Nilamani. These are advanced books. One should not even dare to touch them unless one has thoroughly read all other previous literature. It's the postgraduate literature in Gaudiya Siddhanta. But nothing compares to Sri Radha. So even though Sita Devi is Ladini Shakti, Lakshmi is Ladini Shakti, nobody has a certain kind of bhava that Sri Radha has. That is why Lakshmi or Sita cannot be compared to Sri Radha, even though they are the same tattva. Okay?
Could I ask my second question?
We'll get Aranga Mohan Prabhu. You raised your hand or you just... Okay, you can ask your second question.
So, when Ravana got his boon, he didn't ask for a human, could not kill him because he considered humans very lowly and his pride never thought a human could kill him.
Yeah.
So the Lord, to fulfill the boon, came in the human race.
I know.
What is that difference from Krishna 5,000 years ago also appearing like a human? And what makes Rama, the human race, different from Krishna?
Krishna says, Manushim Tonum Ashrita in the Bhagavad Gita. That means I take shelter of a human body. So Krishna bleeds, Krishna grows a mustache, Krishna brushes his teeth, Krishna does all of these. So does Sri Rama. The difference between Sri Krishna and Sri Rama is this. If you look at the 10 avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Drishimha, Vamana, Parashurama, Rama, Krishna. So for the first time, the Lord appears with his Shakti in the Ramavatara. Nishimhadev does not appear with Lakshmi. Nishimhadev is worshipped with Lakshmi. When Nishimhadev appears, he is in full fighting mode. Right? Only later Lakshmi appears. But in the Ramavatara, Sita appears. Sita is there as a stable Shakti of the Lord for the first time. Sri Krishna is the only one among everybody who does not take his divinity seriously. There are six qualities that make Bhagavan, right? I call them the six currencies of the world. You think about it. Wealth, fame, strength, knowledge, beauty, and detachment. If you're very wealthy, people will give you a lot of importance. You get the special plate on Sunday feast, no? You're the donor. Then, if you're not wealthy but you're famous, that means you're an influencer. So, will people take you seriously? At least they will try to get your autograph. Okay. Now, you are neither wealthy nor you are famous, but you are very intelligent. Will you get importance? Less, but you will get. You know, if you have a lot of knowledge, the right people will give you the right amount of paycheck for your consulting. Right? In this way, all of these six qualities are important in the world because they give you currency. When you see all of these six in their completeness in someone, it is Bhagavan. However, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Why? Because at the end of the day, Lord Ram takes himself very seriously. Narasimha Dev takes himself very seriously. Each and every avatar takes himself very, very seriously. Does Krishna take himself seriously? That is why Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Even the quality of detachment is in its highest. In a sense, in a way, you find in nobody else. Huh? And so both of them are human, but Lord Ramchandra takes his humanness very seriously. You know, like, I have to be this, I have to be that. Krishna is like, whatever. You want me to fight in a battle, I will fight, but if I feel like, I'll run away. Krishna is also known as Ranchor, you know that? Krishna runs away from the battle. He prepares all the armies on both sides. And then on the day of the battle, he said, run. I was like, you know, we are ready to fight Krishna. What happened? He said, you know, he's a coward. He said, so what? Run. So Krishna knows which battles to pick. And so he began to run. And Kaliyavan was attacking. And he took him to Muchukunda because Krishna knows that if I want to fight this guy, it'll be a, you know, painful one. But the other guy, they are natural enemies. All I have to do is to make the snake and the mongoose meet. And they will take care of themselves. Right? And in the battle of Kurukshetra, what does Krishna do? I will divide myself between myself and the rest of my army. The other bugger doesn't know that if Krishna's army is standing on the other side, they will protect Krishna first. So they thought they have won. Now I have Krishna's army. And Krishna knows that I can stand here in front of Arjuna and not a single bullet will hit me. You know, so Krishna is good at lateral thinking. You know what lateral thinking is? Thinking in which, in a way, nobody else thinks. Krishna will create situations. So Krishna is human for the sake of, you know, you need a human body. Manushim tanum ashrita. Avajananti mam muda manushim tanum ashrita. Fools deride me when I come in human form. Lord Ramchandra takes his humanness very seriously in terms of, I am a king, I have to be this, you know. That's the difference between them. But at the same time, they are not different. They are the same person in two different dramas. One drama is called Ramayana, the other drama is called Mahabharata. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Any final questions? Yes. Can we please pass on the microphone?
I have a pastime of Srila Prabhupada that happened in India, and it has to do with Lord Ram.
Please share.
And it also has to do with Bengali sweets, since you mentioned that.
Now it's getting dangerous territory.
Yes, we're getting in very dangerous territory. But I'll tell the story. We were in India in 1975 with Srila Prabhupada, it was the opening of the Krishna Balaram Mandir and the Mayapur temple as well. Oh. And
it's okay.
I'm sorry, maybe there's not time. It's a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyhow, we took a side trip with Srila Prabhupada to Hyderabad, and we had lunch at the home of Mr. G. Pula Reddy, who is apparently the greatest sweet maker, Bengali sweet maker. And he was hosting Prabhupada, and Prabhupada brought all the devotees with him. So there was maybe 100 of us having lunch on the front lawn of G. Pula Reddy's house. And after lunch, I had to wash my hands or something, go in the house. And when I went in the house, I looked into this room that had an open door, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting there with the ladies of the house, you know, like grandmas and all those old ladies. And he was telling them that how much headaches women are.
Oh.
And and he used Lord Ram as an example. And he said that, you know, he was the king and, you know, everything. He had everything, kingdom, great family, everything. And then Sita came along, and all of a sudden his life was completely put into turmoil. And that was, you know, he was just teasing them mercilessly. So I walked, anyhow, I walked in the room, and there's nobody there but the maybe four ladies of the house, and I sat down. I just took a chance and sat down in the front. And then by the time, like within a half, 15 minutes, there were the devotees packed in the room. I don't know how they found out. They were hanging out the windows, and the room was packed, and Prabhupada was just cracking jokes with the ladies of the house about women. and
he could get away with that. I wouldn't be.
Particularly the women of the Lord Ramachandra pastime.
That's a nice gulab jamun for the class.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sri Ramachandra ki jai. Thank you.